Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We are learning Pele Yoyds, Shin 192, on the topic of Bayreach. Bayreach means to run away. What are we running away from? So the Pele Yoyds is teaching us, as we started with yesterday, to run away from Aveira. Run away from Aveira like you run from a fire, as he told us in the Mishnah Perek Yavos, Bayreach min Aveira, just like you run away from the Eish, from the fire. What are examples? What does this mean? It says, V'chein, al kol dibur sheroitz ledaber, on every word you want to say, yachush, be concerned. Yachush, be concerned. Mo'oid, shema yovel lidei dibur shel iser. Maybe it will come to a dibur of iser. What does that mean? What he's referring to is as follows. Of all the different body parts of the eyes, the ears, the nose, the mouth has two guardians, as the Chofetz Chaim tells us. There's the teeth, one chamber, one gate, and then there are the lips, another gate. The eyes have eyelashes, that's it. The nose are open, the ears are open. Now we're told, the Mark Suvas Dafeim and Beis on the top tells us that we have the five fingers and the fingers are separated like yesedos, like pegs. Why? Because if you hear something you shouldn't be hearing, you put your finger in there like little kids do, right? They pretend they can't hear you, right? The grandkids do this, right? Yeah. You call them to come pick something up. I can't hear you. Can't hear you, Zadie, right? Now you tell them, I have a candy for you. All of a sudden they can hear you. Amazing. Yeah. Okay? So if we, it's a funny Gemara, it's talking to adults over here, where the Gemara says that you put your fingers in your ears so you shouldn't hear. Now obviously you could hear, but you lessen what you're hearing. The mouth has two guardians. And we have to remind ourselves that before we say something, what am I about to say? What am I about to say? Is it permissible? Is it words that are words of chizuk? Words that can mechazik, strengthen somebody? Are these words that can make someone feel happy and good? This is what the Pelagites are teaching us over here. V'chein ha-kol dibur sheroitz ledaber yachush mo'oid. Be very careful, very concerned. Shema yovel lidei dibur shel iser. Lest it come to a dibur of iser. V'chein ha-kol ma'isa sheyaseh. So too, when it comes to every action a person does. We have to make sure, ask ourselves, what am I about to do? You know, by little children in school, ever since the chair was created, the idea of pulling away the chair from behind the kid when he's about to sit down has also been around. You know why? Because after the Yetzirah. And then if someone does this, and then the teacher finds out, the teacher says, you know how you could have hurt the child. You can't do that. I accidentally, years ago, to my oldest child, I thought she was finished by the computer, so I moved the chair away, and I was about, and then she almost sat down, but the chair wasn't there. She was like 6 years old. She says, Mora so-and-so says you can't do that. I remember she told me this. I thought you were finished. I'm not going to pull away a chair from my own child. Every action a person does, we have to think to ourselves, what's going to be the result of my actions? And that's what the Pele Yoyds is saying, to be boireach from the Aveira. V'yivrach min ha-heter kedei shloi lovi l'dei ha-iser. Lo yelech, lo yedaber, lo yaseh, ela masha muchach mo'id l'shei mitzvah, o l'tzork, o l'achash yivara beiru gomer, sheni yochel ovi l'shum sad ninut iser. He's telling us, in every action that we do, focus. Let's make sure it's a mitzvah. Let's make sure it's positive. Could you imagine we live in a world and everyone had this mindset? You're about to go out of a door. Instead of letting go of the door, you make sure to look behind you. There's someone coming. Can I hold the door open for someone else? Okay, so you tell me this generation, everything's electronic and the doors stay open. That's not the point. You're doing your job. You're doing your best. You finish using the wagon to go shopping. You know, there are people who have a job. What is their job? They go around in the parking lot. They collect the carts that were not put back. So they already added stations throughout the parking lot so that people they know will not walk all the way back to return the cart. That's you know, something that they added new after the fact where people were not returning the carts. So they figured, you know what? Let's create stations along the parking lot. So that person will at least maybe put it back in that station. Imagine everybody puts back his card after he uses it. You're eating at a cafeteria. And you finish eating. So there's a person, he's the custodian, he's a janitor. It's his job to clean up. That's right. And it's the person who ate, it's his job to take his plate and put it in the garbage. Imagine that this situation, the following scene. The custodian goes to clean the table, the plastic. All he does is take off the plastic because everyone threw out the garbage. Imagine this was a yeshiva, a girls' school. Imagine the Kiddush Hashem. Imagine the Kiddush Hashem. That they see all of the people, all the students, the Tamidim, Tamidois, they're putting the garbage in the garbage can. This is what the Pel Yoetz is teaching us. To be bireach from the Aveira, from our actions, that they should only lead to Dvar Mitzvah. Let us be zoiche, to contemplate, to think about this opportunity. Whenever we have these opportunities, they come up every single second. You finish sitting at a table, you take the chair and you push the chair in. Every single step of the way. Push it little and young, little things. But these little things can make tremendous, tremendous Kiddush Hashem.